You're listening to FloraDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. I'm in Dalton, right next to Carpets of Dalton, south end of town, and I'm at the grand opening ribbon cutting of Orlicon Man-Made Fibers Dalton Service Center, and I'm with Chip Herzog and Marcel Bonheim. Chip, let me start with you. I know you've been with the company about 15 years, and you're the president of the U.S. Orlicon.
Correct.
Tell us what's going on with this service center here.
Be happy to, Kemp. First of all, thank you for coming today. We're actually celebrating today the grand opening of a second step of U.S. support for our customers. We're 50 years this week in the U.S. as our Dalton facility will ultimately house about 20% of our personnel capacity and is effectively going to cover our customer base here locally, which is heavily BCF related.
Okay. So you've been in Charlotte for 50 years, and the majority of the carpet that is produced using your extrusion equipment is based here. And interestingly enough, in the presentation that was just made, it was stated that you have over 800 extrusion machines installed in this area, right?
We're talking primarily about positions at that point, and some of those come in different configurations, but we do have a substantial market base here, and the vast majority of that is within a 100-mile radius of Dalton.
Mm-hmm. I'd love to have a better understanding of Orlicon overall. I know it's a German-based company. Talk a little bit about the size and scope of the organization.
We do have a global footprint, means the most of the R&D work is done in Germany. Globally, we are with 2,500 people, 330 roughly working in the customer services area. So we are heavily trying to support our partners here in the market with our global setup. One third roughly today in China, and we are trying to grow here in the U.S. market because the carpet business still is a growing business for us in the overall perspective.
Well, that leads to my next question. I was curious, when Orlicon looks at carpet, what percentage of the fibers produced with your equipment ends up in the carpet industry?
Well, overall, it's roughly 10% of what's been done globally, but it's a very important thing because also it has swings in the market. I do see potential to grow globally.
Chip, if you don't mind, give us a little bit of a historic perspective, because Orlicon recently has become a very well-known name as the industry has switched from staple to BCF. You have created some of the most state-of-the-art equipment, your S5, your S+, but you've been in Charlotte for 50 years. Give us a little bit more of a historic perspective on the Bar Mag and the timeline of your presence in the U.S.
Sure. Well, Charlotte, as I mentioned, is 50 years in existence. It is primarily a service hub. What we're doing in Charlotte is maintenance, repair, service, troubleshooting, support, and obviously parts supply to not only the BCF and carpet industry, but to all of Orlicon Man-Made Fibers equipment in this market, and that includes Canada and Mexico. That's what our footprint has looked like up until this point. The equipment itself that is delivered by site Neumünster, Orlicon Neumag, is technologically focused. It does specifically in the S5, the S+, and the SciTech 1 generation of equipment offer tremendous advantages to our customers versus competition, primarily because of the technological focus that we do have with those machines. And so the installed base has grown tremendously in the last 15 years, specifically in the U.S. as one of the world's major carpet regions. And so our Dalton Service Center is established here to further support that, not only from an industry perspective, but more specifically for component repair, for part supply, and for troubleshooting and support.
Now, you talk about technological advancements, and we know about the speed. The efficiency is unsurpassed. But there's also properties, the hand and things like that, that you bring to the fiber, right?
Correct. What we've seen in recent years is a trend towards finer DPFs, finer filaments. Those can be done and effectively textured very well with the equipment that we offer. And so we've seen shifts in polymer. We've seen shifts in the trend that carpet demands, not only in broadloom, but across the spectrum. And each of those has its place, and it's the reason that we've seen success from each of our three product offerings in BCF, those being SciTech 1, S+, and S5.
Isn't it interesting that, as we know, in this U.S. market, carpet has been losing a little bit of share, and yet your business is growing? How do you explain that?
Well, what we've seen is a shift away in recent years from staple to a continuous filament. That has been a primary driver. We've also seen some technological advances that have allowed an entry in polyester, which we had not seen to any significant effect, 15 years ago. And so each of those have either driven investments from our customers or shifts in existing capacity that we've been able to help support.
You know, as I look around your service center at this event you're holding today where you're serving lunch, I see badges from your various customers. Just an observation, I see Shaw, Mohawk, Aquafil, Lexmark, Syntec, Engineered Floors. So the majority of the people that are leaders in this business are here, right?
That's correct. We do share a nice market share here. We partner very well with our customers. We listen to them, and that's one of the reasons that we're here. And I think you can see that in the broad range of the visitors that we do have.
So this new center is here to service your existing customers and offer spare parts for what's installed. But there's also another dimension to it. It's for you to be able to offer upgrades as well, right?
This is exactly right. Just with the new service setup that we choose and the new offerings we are able to offer, we can well tune the existing capital investment to the changing market trends, and we can upgrade to whatever's been required to the capital invest by our customer. This is what we mean as partnering for performance for our customers.
Yeah. All right, great, guys. Good to be with you again. Been talking to Chip Herzog and Marcel Bonheim from Orlikon, and you've been listening to Kemphar and FloridaDaily.net.